You know, we don't understand.
Hello. I'm back again. This is Bobby Brown Young podcasting here on Spotify. I just would like everyone to know that God is good, first of all. And he is always, he always has the best plan for our lives. So today I'm sitting here in the comfort of my front yard. And I had the opportunity to sit down and talk to a very wise woman. And with her the wiseness that she had over the years, I have listened to many things that she has said that I thought about and said, oh, she told me that. You know, so sometimes we can hear a person and it may not seem like we understood or we go do what they say. But guess what? Come into a situation of that comes in life. And watch and see how many things that you would think about along the way from listening to other people's opinions. So we just here to voice our opinions. I'm going to let, if she would like to introduce herself, she can. If she want to stay anonymous, she can. But we are here. We just talking about this life period. What happens in life? What happens in life? And I'm going to open up this conversation with saying where I'm at today with all the trials that has been in my life. I am still grateful. I am thankful. You know, I recently became an author and woke up one morning. I didn't know if I wanted to cry. I didn't know if I was happy. I didn't know if I was sad. Valentine's Day passed. I didn't get no Valentine's, so I wanted to be sad. But then God just said, best become an author. And it's like, okay, my face is all over this world for whoever go put my name in.
That's right.
So then I was happy, but then I wanted the Valentine's, so I got back sad. So I like had all these mixed feelings, and that has never happened to me before, where I didn't know what to do. I always know what to do, because guess what? If I got a plan and it don't work out, to get in my truck and start my truck and move, I'll leave my truck there and start walking and keep on going about my plan.
Right.
But on this day, it didn't happen like that.
Right.
So we here just having a table talk about whatever matters that's in the heart of concerns.
That's right. I mean, at the end of the day, he ordered our steps each and every day. It may not be the way we expected, but one thing we do know for sure is that he's in it. That's what brings the comfort and consolation. That's what I'm stressing to people. That's where I start finding a peace. I mean, he woke you up this morning, started you on your way.
Yes.
He gonna be with you throughout the day.
Yes.
You know?
Yes.
And whatever take place, the comfort that you get when things doesn't appear to be going your way, even through people. He uses people. We know that he's in it. What they have done, when you're walking close with him and you've talked with him, then you realize what they have done is his ordination. So you're like, what are you trying to say to me? I mean, it's got to be something he's trying to say through them, because he knows that what they done is in error, the way they treated me. How am I going this way? Why am I going this way? And we're so busy talking to him about things, and it's hearing, and because it doesn't come the way we expect it to come, we think it's not him. But when you know, if you're walking upright before him, it's him.
Yes.
And the comfort comes by, you're like, okay, God got this.
That's right. When you get to that place to where you see that you can't handle it, I can't do nothing about it, I didn't cause the situation, you know, it is my life. And it is happening in my life. But because I gave God my life, I have to come to a place and say, okay, Lord God, I still trust you no matter how bad this storm is.
I know you're in it. I know you're in it. That's the most important thing. That's the comfort we have, the comfort and the peace we have, and the forgiveness we can have toward others, because we realize, okay, they're not doing anything that he's not allowing them to do, you know? Right? You know, because we look at the situation, like I was telling my sister, I said, we have to look at, we go through the scripture, because the scripture, he said, to the law and to the testimony, if they speak not according to it, that's because there's no light in them. It's just like your book. That's your testimonies. That's all written in there. It's going to be here 500 or 600 years from now, should the world last.
Mm-hmm.
It's your testimony.
Those
are the testimonies of the Most High walking in them, just through Malachi. Those are the testimonies. And if we don't have a testimony, then we don't have nothing to leave. And this is what I constantly talk to my grandchildren about, the testimonies. Everywhere I go, I'm giving testimonies of situations that took place. He speak once, he speak twice, he speak three times. He closed doors that a lot of time we kick open. And that shouldn't be. But that's, we live in a time we have to discern. When God is speaking, we have to listen, because what you done prayed about, well, I know she said some things that seems like what I'm dealing with. Well, that's his answer. That's how he's speaking through that person. Mm-hmm. And if you're not receiving it quite like that, just keep on praying. He's going to let somebody else come back. He brings about a confirmation.
That's right. That's right. And I'm here to say my book is called My Secret Prayers by Bobby Brown Young. And in my secret prayers, those are testimonies.
Yes.
A walk in my shoe, things I have been.
Yes.
Probably places someone has not been yet.
Yes.
But a many places that a many people have been. And through telling it to help someone get through it, I prayed my way through when I didn't even know God.
Wow.
I talked to God.
Wow.
Because I heard there's God. Not that I know him to seek him like I do today.
Yes.
But then I was a little girl and I would pray to not catch a whooping because I really didn't pee in the bed.
Uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying? I just have to be transparent here. It was my sister that was much older than me. But I would get a whooping with a bull's whip and my mom would never hear what I have to say. So I would pray, go in the bathroom and tell God and hope she forget.